This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how your soul is a clean tablet and you write on it what you wish. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service. Dear friends, we're talking about Islamic lifestyle on A to Z. So good to be here talking about Islamic lifestyle. So, dear friends, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is this idea and this reality that at the time of creation, the soul of a human being is like a clean tablet. And so when we're talking about this soul being a clean tablet, of course, you know, this means that every single one of us has a clean start. We have a fresh start. And yes, we can write what we wish upon this clean tablet. Now, a little bit about this tablet, this soul of ours, right? Yes, environment does play a role. And so it is very important for us, especially if we are parents, to make sure that the environment in which our children grow up in, the environment in which our children live in, this needs to be a good, pure, honorable, clean, you know, environment, not just physically, but spiritually. And so this is something that we have to be very cognizant of. We have to be very careful of. We don't want to raise our children in an environment that will be conducive towards committing sins. Because if, God forbid, we raise our children in an environment that is conducive towards sinning and evil and, you know, un-Islamic behaviors, then of course, these things are then written upon the soul of that child. And so as they grow up, a lot of these things, they become ingrained within that human being. And of course, once these things become ingrained in a human being's soul, then it's very difficult to get rid of them. You know, when we talk about an Islamic lifestyle, these things are very important. In Islam, of course, even this idea of having children, you know, the things to take into consideration, they start from even before the child is born. So, you know, when the mother is expecting the child, or when the mother is suckling the child, in all these stages, the inputs that the soul of the child is receiving are very important. So again, we're talking about, you know, Islamic lifestyle and how it's very important for us to raise children in an environment, you know, that is conducive towards spiritual behaviors and moral and ethical virtues. This is in reality where we should be raising our children because, as we said, you know, the soul of a human being in the beginning is like a clean tablet. And so whatever you write upon it will be written upon it. And whatever you don't write upon it, it won't be written upon that pure, clean tablet. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about Islamic lifestyle and how to lead that beautiful Islamic lifestyle that we're all searching for. Now, one of the things that we're talking about, or really the primary thing and fundamental thing that we're talking about on the program, is this idea of how the soul of every human being is like a clean tablet in the beginning. Meaning that there is no, you know, evil tendencies, there aren't any evil traits that are within this soul. Meaning it is pure, and whatever is written upon this soul is what will be written on this soul, and whatever you wish is what is written upon that soul. And so that's why we had said in the previous segment, it's very important, you know, for us to make sure we raise our children in a environment which is conducive towards spiritual traits and moral and ethical virtues, so that that child and the soul of that child continues to become more and more perfect as time moves forwards, you know, on after each passing day. And on the other hand, we said that, you know, if we end up raising children in an environment which is conducive towards sins, then that is what's going to be written upon that soul. And so we write upon that soul of ours whatever we wish. Yes, environment does play a role, but the bigger role is our decisions and what we choose to do with our life, what we choose to write upon our soul in order to reach that ultimate Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.